نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس: عن عمره فيما أفناه، عن شبابه فيما أبلاه، عن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه، وماذا عمل فيما علم. رواه الترمذي. Respected brothers and sisters, in our last khutbah we began speaking a little bit about the disciple Hatim Asam, who after being questioned by his sheikh Shaqiq Balkhi, after spending 33 years with his sheikh Shaqiq Balkhi, what did you learn, O Hatim? What did you learn in your 33 years that you spent with me? The sheikh Shaqiq Balkhi asked him, what did you learn in this 33 years? So Hatim replied that I have learned 8 lessons. I have learned 8 things in this 33 years that are in association with you. And the sheikh replied, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which we normally recite when we hear news about things that are not too good. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. 33 years you are in my company and you learn 8 things? And we need to ask ourselves that I am now 50 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old. What have I learned? Could I say that I learned something? I went to school. I have 7 or 8 O levels, a few E levels. I have a degree. What have you learned with all of that? What have you learned? So he said, oh Sheikh, I cannot lie. Speak the truth. Right? I have learned 8 lessons. The 8 lessons are something that impacted on me. So what are these 8 lessons that you learn, O Hatim? What are these 8 lessons that you learn? He said that I have noticed that everybody loves someone or they love something. A wife, a husband, children, property, house, right? Our bank accounts, we have a love. Everybody loves, and that is natural in a human being, eh? Because we are insan. We are insan. And we were named insan because we were created from the word ins, carrying the meaning of uns, which means to love. So that loving, caring capacity within us is there. We are human beings. So to love things and have feeling for it is there in all of us. So everybody is different. Some might love, some people might love their vehicle. They might love their cars. Some people might love their children. Some people might go head over heels crazy over their husband or their wife. Can't do without them. Every 2 minutes is a text. You understand? You gotta get Blueberry or whatever they call it, you know what I mean? Because free texting in between, you know, you had to worry about the cost of it. You understand? A phone call. You know how come here reach home as yet? You know, waiting for you. You know, normally let's come home here reach home as yet. This, and we're waiting on every occasion. Today is our first month anniversary. We were together, we know one another. This is the second month that we know one another. And like that. And, you know, the love that we feel that we have, that we express. Everybody loves something. They love someone. They love some property, something. This love, we are not, love has different levels and categories. It have love that we have for our parents, which is a respectful type of love. We have love that we have for our children, which is a more caring type of love. We have love that we might have for our spouse, which might be a more sensual type of love. And then you could have a combination of all the different types of love that there is. And as human beings, we have love and we love all different type of things. So Hatim Assam is saying to his sheikh that I realize that everybody loves something. And you've seen people expressing their love in many different ways. And you know, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. That is love in itself. And Valentine's Day coming up, everybody had to buy a little something, you know. But birthday pass straight and here do nothing, you know. And we call all of these things love. But he says, you know, I notice another thing. I notice that all of these things that we love, and all of these things that we have so much a care and concern about, you know, all of them things only reaching up to the grave. All of those things that we love so much for, the husband, the wife, the children, all of those things, it only reaching up to the grave. And after that is me and me alone. All of those things that we had so much a love and care and so much we sacrifice for, that we would break the law of Allah one after the next. We would go and do perjury in court and lie and cheat and rob and all of that because of the worldly possession and just to defend. We don't know that my child was home whole night. He wasn't involved in nothing. He was home whole night. I was with him. All the things that we would lie for and we would cheat and rob and all, you know, all them things, only going right up to the grave, you know, you're going beyond that. This is the first lesson that I learned, Sheikh, that I realized that all this love that we have for this and sacrifice that we make, all them things only coming up to the grave. So you know what I decide to do? I decide that I am going to develop the love for amalu salihat, for good actions, for righteous deeds. I want to develop that aptitude to love good actions. I want to develop that aptitude that when I am serving my parents, it must come out from the depths of my heart. This is ibadah that I am doing. When I am teaching my children or reprimanding my children or playing with my children, this is amal salih, this is righteous deeds that I am doing. When I am coming to the masjid, this is a righteous deed that I am doing. When I am sitting to make wudu, this is a righteous deed that I am doing. This is beneficial. This has blessing for me. So I'm not going to run down the wazoo and wet the hand and wet the face and you jump out and you feel well done. You don't come and you stand up and in between the commercials in the television, you stand up and you jump and you knock your head four times and you jump back because you don't want to miss nothing at the show. Right? That is not salah. When you are performing, I want to develop the love for amal salih, that everything that I am doing, that when I meet my Muslim brother, I want to greet him in such a manner that there is blessings in it, that the small minor sins are going to be washed away. That is a righteous deed that I am doing. When I am coming to the masjid, I understand that with every footstep, a good deed is written, an evil deed is written off for my account, and I am raised one stage in Jannah. I want to take small footsteps when I am coming to the masjid, because that is what the Rasul asked his companions to do. Take small footsteps. Come to the masjid with ease and tranquility and peace of mind. That when I sit to make wudu, oh Allah, I'm making wudu. This is for your sake, to do your ibadah. I would wash every limb and every organ that I am supposed to wash in the correct amount of times, using the correct amount of water, saying the duas that have to be said at the time of washing every limb. I will do that. I would make a complete, I would do ihsan in my wudu. I would make a perfect wudu. I want to develop the love for good deeds. So when I sit to make wudu, I make a proper perfect wudu, because there is no salah without wudu and there is no jannah without salah. Right? So the simple act of making wudu, I want to develop in myself. I have developed in myself the love for good action. So when I sit to recite and read my Quran, I want to read it with a passion that is coming from inside of me, not just to run it down. When I stand to pray, oh Allah, I want to pray in such a manner as though I know that I am conversing with you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's not Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. this is ibadah, this is amalo soli, that when I see my children, when I see my parents, when I sit to eat food, I know this is an ibadah that I am doing. So I want to eat the amount that the Rasul ate, in the manner in which the Rasul ate it. I would wash my hands before, I'll say my dua before, I'll say my dua afterwards, I'll say my dua in between the eating, and say alhamdulillah, this is an ibadah that I am doing. This is not just filling my stomach. I want to develop the love for amalus salih, no matter what it is, that I am going out with my children and I am reciting a dua and I want them to recite it after me, and I am reciting a surah and recite it after me. Right? Every action that we have to learn to develop the love for doing righteous deeds, so that when we want to come early to the masjid, we want to sit in the masjid. Why? Because we know that when we come early to the masjid and we sit waiting for salah, we get the blessings as though we are praying salah. That is ibadah. I want to develop the love for that. It is not a rush and a driving in the car park when the first rakah done and before the imam could do two salams, before he could make a dua, I done run out the masjid and I gone. I feel like I come and I had to do something else, so I do it and I go. No, I have developed the love for righteous deeds. Right? I have developed the love for doing good deeds. That is a lesson to learn. That is a lesson for us to learn. So that when we could inculcate in ourselves, the love for doing good deeds, then we would realize it is not a rush job. This is not just to do and get it over with. Right? This is my whole life. My 24 hours has to be filled with amalus salihat. It has to be filled with righteous deeds. That when I sit, when I take my toothbrush and I am brushing my teeth, right? I take my miswak and I'm cleaning my teeth. This is the way the Rasul did it. This is what he did when he was cleaning his teeth. This is the dua that he recited. Right? And you look in the mirror and you tell yourself that, this is the dua that I have to recite. This is the dua that the Rasul recited when he saw himself in a mirror. This is the dua to be recited. Right? And I don't have the tap running and water wasting. No. The Prophet said, don't waste water. Not even if you're sitting at the bank of a river and the river is going down, the Niagara is, the water is going down. Don't waste it. Don't waste the water. Right? And to develop that aptitude, to develop that love for every single action that we are doing, for good deeds, every single deed that we are doing has to be good, and it has to be done for the sake of Allah and Allah alone. This is the first lesson that I have learned, O Sheikh, this is the first lesson that I have learned. 33 years of association with the Sheikh. Some of us, we live our entire lives spending years in madaris, spending years in association with the ulama and the mashayikh. How much of that lesson have we learned? The first one, to develop the love for doing something. That when you develop the love, now let me put it in practical terms. When a man likes a woman, right? When he likes a woman, or a woman likes a man, right? Even if he get to meet she, he want to at least pass in the street where she live in. So his father send him to go to the supermarket up the road and buy her bread. But the girl living in the back road, so he take the car and he make the block back road, so come around to go and buy the bread. You understand? When you ask him, well, why you passing the back road? He say, well, you know, traffic on the main road. But it's not the traffic. Why? It is the love, the so-called love that he feel he has for the individual that he wants to pass around. We have to just imagine if we could implement that kind of love in our amal. In our amal. That yes, we know, wash the face, the hand, make masada, and you wash the foot, and I said wuzu is over. But we have a love for doing this action, that we would sit properly facing the direction of Qibla, using the correct amount of water, washing every limb, doing the khilal of the fingers, gargling, doing the miswak, snuffing our nostrils, washing the entire face, washing the hands up to and over and beyond the elbows, making muscle of the entire head, making muscle of the ears, behind the ears, behind the neck, doing khilal of the beard, doing khilal of the fingers and the toes, and washing the feet, over and beyond the ankle, then we would understand. And at every action, reciting the proper dua, oh Allah, give me my, let my face shine like the 14th full moon on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Oh Allah, do not give me my book of deeds in my left hand or behind my back. Oh Allah, cover me with your shade on the day when there will be no shade except your shade. Oh Allah, let my right foot cross the speed of light when washing the right foot. Oh Allah, let my foot cross the speed, the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. Oh Allah, do not let my left foot slip and I fall into the fire of Jahannam. The duas to be recited when we are doing that simple amal of wudu that we would do 5 times a day, 10 times a day. That we would want to remain in wudu all the time to develop a love for doing the actions and not consider this just to be a rush job. That we come down for Jummah namaz. So as soon as Jummah namaz, how long they been talking for Jummah? What time Jummah finishing today? You understand? Look how long we had to sit down here, and I thought they said they finishing this time and that time. When you come to Monroe Masjid for Jummah, my dear brothers and sisters, come prepared to stay until 1:30. Yes, we will try to finish everything a little earlier, but come prepared. Come prepared to spend 1 hour for Jummah, from 12:30 to 1:30. Come prepared for that. So that as soon as the salah is finished, we don't have to get up and run out of the masjid. Oh, yeah, you know, if you want a shortcut by the Arabic only, and I can, yeah, other places to go. I have close some masjids by, you might get Arabic only, a shortcut by finishing 1 o'clock or whatever. Right? But when you come for Jummah, develop that love that, yes, I don't want to reach 12:30, I want to reach at 12 o'clock. I want to get the blessings of the sacrificing a big animal for the sake of Allah. Make that effort to come out and sit. Might be able to do it all the time, but if we have the love inside of us that yes, I would make some effort, just like the fella here going by the shop right here, and by here going by George next door, by the bread, you know. No, he take a back road and he make a whole big block and he come around so to buy a bread. Why? Because he just passing and he watching here. If he go see or here go see, you understand? Because of the love that is inside of him, right? If we have that love, then we would understand why the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his companions who wanted to move from a further distance away from Masjid Nabawi and they wanted to relocate close to the Masjid, he tell them, don't do that. Say, don't do that. Stay from there. He say, for every footstep, there's a blessing. There's a sin. Take small footsteps when you're coming. They wanted to come close. We might say, but land over the road, tell them, but if by that land, yeah, good thing, you'll be right by the Masjid, but we ain't going to reach any Masjid. But at least we're going to be close. Wherever you are, once you have that love developed inside of you for your deen, for your good actions, you would get it done. Wherever you are, whatever the circumstances, whatever the condition you are, you have that love to perform your salah, you would get your salah performed on time in the correct amount. It's not going to be a rush up. You would pray it with all the sunnah. Why? Because you are doing it with love. Right? You are doing it with love. You sit down with pen and paper, you sit down, you study, you watch a young person nowadays who we so fall in love, and you see them sending text messages and holding them on the phone. Say, but what kind of text are they sending? What are they communicating so about? You hang up on a phone for 1 and 2 hours and the whole night, and, 3 o'clock in the morning, you say, what are you talking about, sir? What it have to talk about? But you are in love. So therefore, when you develop that love in your arm, Allah Salih, and you come and you stand before your Lord, and you stand, you could start with Surah Baqarah. Your feet will be swollen and it will be paining, but you would stand here. Why? Because of the same love. Because of the same love, but just we channel it in the wrong direction. That is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala would say, I love to fast on a hot summer day. A hot summer day, I love to fast on a hot summer day. Where the thirst is extreme, the headache coming on, the belly griping, right? Because he was doing it with love. And it is because of that love he don't mind fasting on a hot summer day. We watching by Ramadan coming down to July, August. It will be real long, but it's the long days, you know. You understand? When you get up in December, I think it's the shorter days, it's coming down, Lord, it's the longer days. And in Trinidad, here, we'll be talking about a 30-minute difference. You understand? You sit down by the duster can and you can't wait for the warmth of the morning, but you haven't yet watching the time or what? Right? But when you're doing something out of passion and you're doing it out of love, my dear brothers and sisters, that comes from inside, right? You do it with care and you do it with concern and you're worrying about how long it take and what is the time now and how much time passed. No, those things don't affect you.
Right? Those things don't affect you. So, but I don't fast Monday for the week already. You know, wait till me about fasting today. I don't pray Fajr. Wait till me about Ishraq and Tahajjud and all them kind of thing. I pray me 5 times, Salah. I give me 2.5%. You know, wait till me about other charity and Sadaqah and thing. I don't give me 2.5%. When you do something out of passion and love. When your amal salih is done with love, my dear brothers and sisters. If we could inculcate that one lesson in our life, that one lesson in our lives, inshallah, we will be successful. Inshallah, we will continue our next day. May Allah Azawajal give us the tawfiq, and may He give us the guidance that we could also inculcate in our lives that love for doing His ibadah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.